Dollboden and Siemens House.
We are coming down Bergstraße. Right ahead of us is the Siemens House. But one building that I have to tell you about, it's the so-called Dollboden, the house to be crazy in Doll. Yeah, this means being crazy. We don't know why the house has got this name. It was a very serious place to go to because this was a resting place for merchants coming from the outside when they had no place elsewhere to sleep. They came here, they could put their wagons here, they could put their horses here, they could go to the nearby market square, do their work, do, selling, buying, whatever. And so this is, let's say, an early new time resting place, what we would call now a motel. And the Dollboden has the same decoration as we have it at the Siemens House. The Siemens House is on the right hand side, Dollboden is on the left hand side. Have a look at the horizontal bars of these half timbered construction. On the horizontal bars there is a typical Baroque decoration, and it's called after the Siemens House, the Siemens House bar decoration. Yeah, in German we say Siemens House Schwelle. Yeah? So the bar decoration of the Siemens House, this is important for the building history of our town because we have this decoration on up to 250-300 houses which were all built between the times 1670-1730. So the Siemens House bar decoration. This is just to tell you in what time we are now. Baroque. So, and I have to tell you, the Siemens House is very special because this is the house where the family of the Siemens company, of the later Siemens company, the big electrical firm that has nowadays 270,000 employees all over the world. And they come from Goslar, and this house here was built by Mr. Hans Siemens. He is the great-great-great-grandfather of Mr. Werner Siemens, and Werner Siemens was the founder of Siemens Electrical Company. Mr. Hans Siemens, he was a wheat trader, so a grain trader, and with this grain, which he stored in these enormously big storage areas that you see here, he brewed beer. It's an old beer type, so Altbier, as we have here Pilsner, custom beer here in northern Germany at the moment. And we had in the medievals another type of beer, which is called Altbier, which you also get. And this beer was brewed from the water of the Gose stream, as there is no lime in the water of the Gose. From the canal, there were pipes made from wood, pipelines, and they supported every and each two houses connected to each other on the backyard area. And the people did not have to walk to any fountain or whatever. They could take their water from this pipeline. We call this in Lower German Pipe. Yeah, people maker, pipeline maker. So we had actually 350 houses that were able to brew, or not able, that had the right to brew. And from these 350 houses, we had 100 houses with a brewery. And these 100 houses, they brewed. The Goslarian Gose beer had a special treat. It was stuffed with a little bit of coriander. This made the beer a little bit more hot going down the throat. This was very well received with this beer, and it was a supermarket thing for an area of about 150 square kilometers. The Siemens family owned this house, and it was used as their stable place, as their constant place, until 1770 it was sold. The family wanted to regroup themselves, and they said In 1916, we buy this house back. Since 1917, the house is belonging to the family again. It's the center of their family. They live in other towns, but this is the only remaining historical brewery in Goslar. The others are all destroyed, are all taken away for garage use or whatever. But the Siemens said, we come from the beer, we come from the wheat, and we leave the house like it is.